In this episode, Q&A, can children sign the wedding deed?
Hi there, bridal couples-to-be.
Welcome to How to Get Married in Holland,
the ultimate wedding podcast of and about the Netherlands.
We, wedding ceremony experts, aka celebrants Daphne and Jasperin, share all ins and outs of getting married in our flat and fabulous country.
Enjoy listening. The wedding deed. Yes, can kids sign the wedding deed? Well, yes and no, right?
Yep.
So let's start with a no. No, minors cannot sign or put a signature on the official wedding deed because it's a legal document.
Yep.
And it's only for the wedding couple and their witnesses and the officiant, of course, to sign.
And then witnesses who are over 18 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. So
kids
yeah.
Kids that are older.
Kids,
yes.
Yeah. Kids that are older.
No.
Yeah. So older kids can be witness, of course. But if they're younger than 18, the answer is no. Mm-hmm. However, your officiant always has a solution. So as yep. you have probably heard or hopefully have heard in a previous episode, it is a solution for minors, kids younger than 18, to sign the wedding booklet on the notes pages.
Yes.
But you can also do something different, right, Jasperin?
Yes, I do that quite a lot. I make an unofficial wedding deed. And depending on the ages of the children, and in any case, I talk to the couple about that, how they want it. If you have very young children, I ask for fingerprints. They do fingerprint wedding document. And it's basically then a document stating, listen, we got married and we were surrounded by our children. And the names, stating the names of the parents and the children. And then they either put their fingerprint on the document, which is very nice. Sometimes I even do it in the form of a family tree. So the fingerprints are like little leaves, which is very nice. And you can do it with the smallest of kids. You know, even a baby will allow his or her fingerprint to be taken. Always having a tissue on the side to clean the ink off.
Or, which is a great tip,
okay,
press through inked tablet.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can buy those little things for,
like
it's originally used like a stamp for baby feet or baby hand, but you can also use it for fingerprints. So they can press on one side, the finger stays clean, and the ink comes off on the other side.
That's nice. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
There you go. Didn't know.
Yeah.
So I use that. Or all their names and signatures, and especially when they're like, you know, 5, 6 years old, just starting to write, they are so proud that they can actually contribute something to the ceremony and put their names on that line, which I love that.
Get to, you know, even develop their own signature, the very first one.
Oh, yes.
Or just, you know, sign with a little heart or with their initials or,
And the nice thing is they can take that home. So whereas if you have, you know, the official wedding deed, it's a signature and it goes into the files. But when you have an unofficial deed, it's just so nice because it's truly something you can take it home and you can have a look at it. And or sometimes people frame it. Even.
Yeah. Because you can design it to your liking.
Yes.
You know, often I ask the wedding couple for their design for their invite, for example.
Yeah.
And if they have a logo or a monogram or something like that, then I integrate it within the sign of the symbolic certificate.
Yes.
Or if they prefer something that's a little bit more appealing to their kids, can be with a nice image or something that really is appealing to them, colorful perhaps. It's all optional. And I also had several kids' deeds, children's deeds. So each had one for their own memory book.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which is also a nice gesture.
And there's no arguing about who's going to have the wedding document, the deed.
Yes, so one was framed, put on the wall, and the other ones went into their own memory book.
Oh, well, that's very nice as well. So, yes, there are solutions to every problem. Whether it's official or inofficial, it doesn't matter. Talk to your wedding officiant and he or she will make it work in the way that you want.
And make it feel official as well, because I put the certificate, you know, in my official folder. So it looks very,
official.
Official and serious.
Yes.
And also for them to sign and feel big, you know, they feel like a grown up putting their own signature. But sometimes they cannot reach the table. So I always bring a little step up for them.
Yes.
So they feel,
really grown up.
Really grown up.
Oh,
yeah.
So nice.
Beautiful moment. Beautiful also moment. Picture wise.
Also picture wise. Absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's if you have answer to the question.
Yeah, and if you have any other questions for us, do tell, do share.
Let us know. DM anything. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to How to Get Married in Holland.
We look forward to share more about organizing your wedding day in the Netherlands in the next episode.
Hit the subscribe button so you won't miss anything.
Any questions in the meantime?
Please ask wedding celebrants Daphne or Jasperin. You can find us, plus the show notes, on Instagram.
And if you love this podcast, please leave a review.
It gives us a higher ranking, so more fun international couples with Dutch wedding plans will be able to find us.
Until next time.